When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, you know it's Taz and
Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. Oh, it is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Thursday morning, a Halloween edition of Taz and the Moose, as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. You've got Mike and Pete across the way. Bogus, your updates to 9 a.m. Eastern time. We go as the Nats are your World Series champs. Here we go, the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
The Washington Nationals win the World Series.
They do, Taz. 6-2 final. A strange World Series. Historic World Series. Every road team won each and every of the seven games. We got to a seventh game. Scherzer was good enough. He battled. He threw over 100 pitches in five innings of work. He allowed two runs. The Nats had so many guys on base early on in that game. They left nine guys on base in the first five innings against Scherzer. Place was rocking after the Gurriel home run early to give them the 1-0 lead. They jump out to the 2-0 lead. Then the seventh inning happened. They were nine outs away. Greinke gives up the home run to Anthony Rendon. A walk to Soto, reliever in Harris. He gives up the two-run home run to Howie Kendrick. And all of a sudden, in the span of 10 pitches, the Astros went from 2-0 up to 3-2 down, changed the complete complexion of the game, and the Nats go on to the 6-2 win.
Yeah, you nailed it. Once that seventh inning happened, things just changed quick towards the visiting team, the Nationals, and who would have thunk it, they did it. I definitely did not think the Astros were going to become the world champions, but no, congratulations to them and their fan base, their whole organization. It was an ambitious task to go there after just getting beat three in a row at home in D.C. by this talented Astros club. And now you go on the road to Minute Maid Park and you win back-to-back, you know, and to close it out and win win game seven like they did and basically take the series 4-3. I never thought it would happen. But you know what, man? They put it all together. They got the talent, and they beat a very talented team offensively. And Astros, they didn't go away quietly. They had nine hits yesterday, and the Nationals had nine hits. So, you know, but it's just the way that the pitching worked out and the way that seventh inning worked out, and that home run was big time. Big time by the veteran Kendrick. So that was very impressive. And, just crazy. I know you're happy. I know that.
Well, I was happy. I felt good for the Nats, and we picked it before the series started. But even that, I mean, to see a team go on this kind of magic carpet ride, Taz, that they did. 19-31 through the first 50 games, you know, down in the wild card game to the Brewers, down 2-1, 3-1 in the eighth inning, 2-1 in the series to the Dodgers, 3-1 in game five on the road in Los Angeles, and win that game, win that series, sweep away the Cardinals, win two straight to begin the World Series, then lose three straight at home, to then win two straight down in Houston to win the World Series. What an amazing ride. I mean, just an absolutely amazing ride for a fan base and for an organization. That's some to their own doing. knew nothing but disappointment in the month of October. Harper leaves. Howie Kendrick is a bigger Washington National hero than Bryce Harper. Strasburg, a historic 5-0 run this postseason. He was your World Series MVP. It was a fantastic run for the Nats. But you know, I always kind of, you know, the Astros were the better baseball team. The Nats just played better in pivotal moments, and the Astros could not come through with a big time clutch hit if their life depended on it.
Yeah, no, I know, and I just did not think that was going to happen, but I'm still shocked.
Yes,
I really am.
I get it. I mean, Taz, I get it. Amazingly enough, here is. Let's hear from Dave Martinez. This is courtesy of the MLB Network last night. I'm winning the championship.
This is beautiful. This is where you want to be. Hey, these guys, man, all year long, they fought. They fought all year long to get here. We got here, and we won the fight. You know, that's what we won the fight. We want an opportunity. We got the opportunity, and we won it.
Here's Max Scherzer, yesterday's starter in Game 7, was effective for 5 innings. Here he is on what this means to him.
It just means I'm part of the greatest team in 2019. These guys, they battled, didn't matter. It was staying the fight. That was our model. It was the next guy up. Everybody gave it their all. Whoever it was always going to produce. And we took it all the way, and we won the whole thing.
How about Strasburg, your World Series MVP, saying this is an unreal moment, courtesy of Fox?
It's just surreal. And, you know, to be able to do it with this group of guys is just something special. You know, we didn't quit, and I love every one of those guys. It took all of us to do it.
That did, and he was amazing. He was. And it's going to be a long offseason. Both teams, as we discussed earlier, Taz, could look quite different. Rendon, a free agent, a lot of people are expecting him to leave for the Nats. Strasburg, everyone's expecting him to opt out of the 4 years, $100 million left on his deal. And Gerrit Cole is expected to leave the Astros via free agency. Here is Cole talking about his time down in Houston after the loss.
A lot of good friendships. You know, obviously learned a lot about pitching from my teammates, from the pitching coaches and pitching staff. You know, learned a lot more about the game from AJ. And it was just a pleasure to play in the city of Houston.
Well, they're trying to get that money, buddy!
There you go. He is going to go get that money. Everything's, I mean, can't even, I mean, can Cole maybe talk in the past tense? Maybe like a week from now.
Yeah, I know.
Does it have to be right at Taz? Does it have to be right after the game?
It's too quick.
You just lose the World Series. You hear from Gerrit Cole, and he's like, "It's been great. I've enjoyed my time here. Friendships that will last forever." Astros fans are like, "Oh my God, it's already turned the page. The game just ended an hour ago."
But sometimes you're going to be done, man. When you're done, you're done.
No, I can't. But Taz, he's not done because he doesn't enjoy Houston. He's done there because they're not going to pay him $230 million. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, like, he doesn't have to talk in the past tense that quickly.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
Nats are your World Series champs. All right, next.
Number two.
Baker Mayfield gets into testy exchange with reporter.
Yeah, if you missed it, Bilotti is set, ready to go. Here, take a listen.
It seemed like there was a lack of urgency there. There was something going on.
There was a penalty, so we were negative yardage.
But there was a lot of time between snaps.
Well, when the penalty happened, then we're behind the chains. No, stop saying but. I just told you the clock was running and we had a penalty. Do you want to give them the ball back? No, you don't play. You don't know it. That's just plain and simple. Was I happy with the drive? No, we didn't score points. It's the dumbest question you could ask. What?
That's how I feel here every day, basically. That's nice. But I don't mean in this room. I mean outside of this room.
I gotcha. I mean, jeez, that's a warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, you know,
let's go get it. I can't wait for a Football Friday pick selection.
Oh, my God.
Mayfield's got to clean it up here, Taz.
Yeah, I know.
You know, he really does. And I don't know if he is. He's angry. He's ticked off. He feels like he's getting picked on left and right. Unfortunately for him, the scenario is it's not going to end until the performance changes. And the performance right now really, you know, has been bad for Baker Mayfield. He's regressed year two. He doesn't like the criticism. You know, everywhere you turn, all you do is see another one of his commercials on TV. They're left and right all over the place. And he had an amazing rookie year. And now he's been humbled a little bit. But in being humble, Taz, I think you have to also act a little humble. And for him, He's acting defiant.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's necessarily helping out the cause. I get he plays with a big chip on his shoulder, Taz. It's a little too much now because now the fan base that is rooting against him is growing by the day.
It really is. I agree with everything you just said. I mean, he's just, Baker's really, listen, he's becoming ultra unlikable. And it just, you can't tell a guy, a reporter, and you can't cut him off at the knees like that because he's not in the NFL. You don't know what this guy's history is. You don't know if this guy was, he played football in high school or college. Maybe he was a really good high school player or Division II or Division III college player. You don't know who this guy is, you're talking. Maybe he does. I doubt he knows. To say, you don't know what you're talking about, you know, I'm paraphrasing, and just rip the guy because he's not playing in the NFL is ridiculous. I mean, look, I always lean towards the player in these type things as opposed to the media when it comes to knowledge of the game. But to go and bury the guy, the reporter like that, when the guy asks a simple question, he said there seems like there was a lack of sense of urgency in between snaps, like you guys got to hustle. You know, that, and the guy wasn't wrong, what he said. And it pissed off Baker Mayfield. That's what it was. And like I said earlier, man, we should not be talking about Baker Mayfield here on a Wednesday or Thursday, whatever day it is, a Thursday. We should not be talking about Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, what are they playing, the Broncos, I think? They should be getting ready to play the Broncos. And he should not be in the news about something like this. He shouldn't be. You know,
I don't disagree with you.
This shouldn't be happening. And this is because no one is going to sit him down like his coach. Because him and his coach are buddies more than they are, you know, boss to player. You know, no one's going to sit him down and say, yo, dude, you need to check yourself. If I'm Dorsey, I'm grabbing this kid and I'm saying, hey, Baker, buddy boy, you need to get your act together here. You need to stop being so unlikable and stop acting like a douche to people and you're a representation of this team. You know, this team is not, everybody thought this team was going to go deep. I did too. With all the offensive weapons, everything around them.
I was dead wrong. I agree with
you. So was I. You know, I watched this guy play several times this year. He's not playing good. He's not.
He has not been.
He's not playing good at all.
No, not at all.
He was lost. He looked like a high school quarterback against the Patriots. Lost. Lost.
And so you get that yesterday and the fallout after that. And it's not, this season's clearly not gone well on the field or off the field for Baker Mayfield. And the nonsense just does continue.
Hot take Halloween.
Number 3.
Steph Curry suffers broken left hand and lost to the Suns.
Yeah, that's a nightmare. I mean, that's a disaster for the Golden State Warriors, the fact that you have that kind of injury involving Steph Curry. It was, you know, grabbed the headlines. I mean, the Warriors aren't off to a great start. We know the loss of Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson hurt with the torn ACL, haven't played great defense, and people kind of burying them, saying they're not going to make the playoffs. And, you know, you got Michael Jordan hopping on the Today Show saying Steph Curry's not yet a Hall of Famer. And now you get this, where Curry falls to the court. You know, he basically face planted on the basketball as well. Goes down to the court, suffers the broken left hand. Will have an MRI and a CT scan. The team will determine if he needs surgery and is what his recovery timetable will be. You know, it's a Ramona Shelburne from ESPN reported that it's a fracture of the second metacarpal, the bone in the hand below the index finger.
Mm. Not good for a basketball player. Yeah, that's a problem. If you play basketball, that's not a good injury.
No, not a good injury at all.
Yeah, no, you definitely need your hands. I'll play Captain Obvious for Halloween today. Yeah, no, he's going to be out sometime. You got little bones in your hand, man. That stuff takes a long time to heal.
It does. Now, the one thing that's a positive, it's not a shooting hand.
He needs two hands, Moose.
No, I get that. I understand. But I'm talking about the recovery process when he does come back. I mean, it is not, you know.
Did you see that behind the glass?
Exactly.
Mikey B did the, he was showing how to shoot a basketball.
Yes, I know.
He plays in the rec league in Jersey.
Oh, you a lefty?
I am a lefty, yes.
Oh, okay. There you go. What would affect him?
Oh, my God. Yeah, he did a lefty shot.
Correct.
Oh. Yeah. I never see Mike shoot a basketball. He claims he's really good in his rec league. You still in that league?
I am. We actually start tonight. I don't claim I'm good. I claim I'm average.
Well, there you go. See, nice build-up.
Yeah. You've been training?
Got to be honest.
You've been training for tonight, the debut?
I've been training all week.
A week?
Yeah.
Buckle down for a week.
That's it.
What about your other job? What about Uber Eats? How are you going to do that?
He'll work it all in.
You heard Moose?
He'll work it all in. He's got a busy schedule. if you're calculated, if you have your set plan, you'll be able to work it all in.
He's a multitasker.
Yes, no doubt about it.
Mike is a multitasker. We know that.
He'll make sure he gets his basketball in. So Steph Curry now done for a... We'll find out the amount of time that he's out here for the Golden State Warriors. And it is Halloween today. Hopefully everyone out there enjoys Halloween.
Yeah.
Dresses up, taking the moment, taking the
whole Halloween thing's already on my nerves. It's not even 9 a.m. Eastern.
I love Halloween.
Because this
candy. Somebody was pulling down the street at 5 o'clock this morning. Saw somebody dressed up as a dragon.
Oh, okay.
Walking down the street.
Well, if you're in the Soho area, that happens every day. I saw that in June. I saw like three guys dressed as like a serpine, and they were coming out of some club. Dude, I'm not kidding.
You're not. I like Halloween. You get to, you know.
No, I do too.
Have a good time with it.
I like
people
it
get
too.
A little. Listen. I walk outside. Zach Martin's ripping it.
Well,
say, these people. Go get a job. These millennials. They're about to hop on a cruise. They're all dressed up in costumes. Their job is paying for it. I go. Zach, that's pretty cool. That's a nice Benny from the job. Get a grip. Either go to work or go to school.
Grow up.
Yeah. That's not what life's all
about. Ain't nobody with us.
I go, life's changing. He goes, these millennials, they have no idea what it's like.
Well, he's right. He's a little bit right. Not all the way right.
They feel too appreciated. I feel underappreciated.
Disgusting.
He's a little.
Live my life.
He's old school.
They just want candy.
I'm like, I was like.
The little Snickers.
I'm like, I'm just trying to go to the bathroom.
I got 5 minutes. I got to run to the head.
Right, exactly.
I drank too much coffee. I got to run to the bathroom.
That's it, right. I'm just trying to go to the bathroom. I'll tell you what life's all about. I'm like, oh, boy.
I love it.
He's like a rest hole bear hug sometimes.
He really is. He doesn't. And then he's following me around.
Andrew was trying to get away. I don't want to stooge him off. No one can hear us. But Andrew was trying to get away.
Hopefully everyone, if you enjoy
there's
Halloween.
There's real heat with those two, by the
well,
way.
Here's
there's
what Bogus. Really
well, the guy who does play-by-play on the internet?
Bogus just drops a grenade in the room and then leaves.
I didn't know that part. See, you didn't say that. Andrew did that?
You heard it.
I did not hear
that. That's not true. It has nothing to do with Zach. It's you and I in this room. Right before we come on for the top of the 8 o'clock hour, Eastern time, 5 Pacific, Eric Spitz.
Yes.
He basically lights a, you know, throws a grenade in the room and then walks out of the room and says, guys, have a good show.
He did. That's
he was in the bathroom with Barry Trotz.
Says, I don't know if this will, Tess, I don't know if this might bother you.
He did. I forgot.
That's the last I heard and then I left.
He did. And
I don't know if you know this and it might bother you, but here you go.
Yeah, and I know. Oh, here he comes.
Here he comes.
I heard my name.
Well, that's it. Oh.
This is Andrew Bogish, the guy from the internet.
Well, you basically...
I did. I know.
You threw a bomb in the room, and then you walk out.
The timing was bad. It was unintended.
What? But the timing was terrible. The top of the hour open is running.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Taz, by the way. Let me let you know what's going on behind the scenes. Hey, you noticed this on
blah,
that?
Blah, 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 blah. And right. I'm like, and then like, smoke's coming out of my ears.
Yeah, no, Moose, that's all on me. I fall on that grenade. This is my fault.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We get Bogus apologizing.
No, there's no defending.
Bogus. Whoa.
Yeah.
It is the last day of October.
Why would you do that, though?
Well, I thought you should know what I told you.
Right.
I appreciate it. And I was going to tell you the first time I saw you this morning.
Well, you yelled my name out because I walked in a couple minutes later than normal.
And then you threw candy corn in my eyes.
How are you?
Yeah. You pelted me with candy corns when I recoiled.
Right, when we go to break.
How come no one's dressed up here as costumes, whatever you call it, gifts?
Too early, dude.
GIFs. No, they're dressed as people,
they're dressed as people.
Not people.
I'm dressed as Mark Melusis.
Yeah.
No, but
you look great today,
thank
by the
you.
Way.
Pulling it off.
Thank you.
I saw someone around here walking around dressed like a coward without naming names. That's an inside joke. Some people get it.
855-212-4227 is your number to call.
No makeup needed.
I need to know who that is.
Oh, stop. Let's go to break. Got a Bogus update.
Oh yeah.
Taz of the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Ghostbusters!
Something strange.
in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters.
My kids love this.
Have you let them watch the movie yet?
No.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
You know what I've noticed, Moose?
What have you noticed, Bogus?
The PG rating that was used when, like, you and I were kids.
Yeah.
Was really forgiving and really open. Like, I put on Back to the Future this weekend, Sunday, when it was raining here in New York. We're laying in bed as a family watching Back to the Future. And there's a lot of curse words in that movie. You know, there's some leg rubbing and some sexual references. It's rated PG.
Right. We were raised tougher.
Apparently.
Now you can't do nothing.
No, very PC.
Now that movie's at least PG-13.
Yeah.
Leg rubbing. Back then, PG.
PG Jones. Leg rubber.
And Ghostbusters. I mean, there's some scary stuff in Ghostbusters.
And some sexual innuendo.
Rated PG.
This song sucks.
Love this song.
Don't put down Ray Parker.
Come on, just Parker enjoy over. The day. This is a good song. This is a good song.
No, this is a good song. My kids love it. They're stuck in traffic right now on the Merritt. Or the Hutch.
The kids are driving?
No, my wife is driving the kids. Kids are driving. That'd be a scene. That'd get some Instagram hits.
The three of them have plans to overwhelm your wife behind the wheel.
Right. Gregory's got the gas, Paul's got the brake, and Jackson's at the wheel. And Donna's shifting.
That's very funny.
Do what we say, Mom.
Right. Hit the brake. Funny. What? What?
There
you go. What's going on, Bogus? How you doing, buddy?
Moose, well, Taz. Hey, Weird Al. We already knew that Steven Strasburg could pitch, but apparently he can see the future as well.
I just kind of had a feeling that it was going to get real quiet in that inning. And, you know, it did.
Apparently, Strasburg predicting his team getting off the mat in the seventh inning of Game 7 in Houston last night. They had done nothing off Zach Greinke for 6 1/3. And then Anthony Rendon made Strasburg look smart.
Greinke delivers. Swinging a long drive to left. Way back. Forget about it. It is going, and long gone into the Crawford boxes. And the Nationals are on the board.
That's Dave Jagler on Nats Radio. Greinke then walked Juan Soto, then made way for reliever Will Harris, who promptly served up Howie Kendrick's two-run liner that clanged off the fair pole down the right field line. All of a sudden, Washington led 3-2. They won 6-2 for the first world title in team history. The road team goes 7-for-7 in the series, outscoring the home team 49-14. On the mound for the Nats, Max Scherzer worked out of multiple jams over 5 innings. Then Patrick Corbin breezed through the next 3 frames, and then a 1-2-3 ninth from Daniel Hudson. Strasburg, meanwhile, voted MVP for his 2 stellar starts in the series. On the flip side, George Springer tried to be positive in the Astros clubhouse.
This team has a lot to hold their head up, you know, high for. We accomplish a lot that hasn't been done, hasn't happened in this organization's history. We just came up one game short.
The Astros are the 6th consecutive team to watch someone win the championship on their field. To the NBA. It's an emergency podcast alert. We're calling all Net fans. Basketball Drives. Mikey B will have the full breakdown of America's team starting 1-3. 118-108 home losers to the previous winless Pacers last night.
I don't even know what this bit is you just did on a show that I co-host.
Yeah, it didn't work well.
Okay. Ugh.
But the Nets did lose last night. The Nets lost last night.
Yes, the Nets.
The Nets. So Mikey
B. Not the Nets. The Nets.
Podcasts, wherever they're available.
Irving's shooting the ball well.
I think we should trade Kyrie, for being honest.
He's playing well. He's laughing after losses. You got to be excited.
Can Durant coach instead of Atkinson, Mike?
No, he had an Achilles injury.
Which prevents him from standing and yelling out instructions?
Oh, I think he said play. Sorry. No,
coach.
No, he can't. He's on the roster.
You're concerned with our Irving. Irving seems more happy to be here than winning.
I don't think that's the case.
Really?
I think he wants to win. I just don't think they're a good team. I don't think he wants to win. He's just
save it for the podcast, Mike.
Suck.
Steph Curry broke his left hand in the Warriors' latest loss, 121-110 at home to the Suns last night. Curry gets an MRI to determine if he needs surgery. Joel Embiid and Karl Anthony Towns fought in the third quarter last night in Philly. They were ejected. The Sixers then won the game, 117-95.
Sorry to interrupt you. Let me ask
you. You're not.
What is that? I asked Moose earlier because he has young kids, but his kids are going to be for Halloween today, and there's a Karate Kid theme going on there.
Yes.
So I must do the same towards you, sir, your son, your daughter.
Yes.
What are the costumes that they're going to be wearing?
Thank you for asking. My 8-year-old daughter is a teenaged vampire. I'm not sure why she had to bump herself up a couple years to get to be teenage,
but
she's a vampire with attitude, basically, like ripped jeans.
Well, soon she'll be living that gimmick for real, like most
exactly.
kids. Yeah,
exactly. And I'm not sure. You don't seem like a Pokemon type of
no,
guy,
No, I
Taz.
Think
Pokemon?
He's a jobber, yeah. schmuck.
Right, yeah. So the human in Pokemon is named Ash, and that's who my son is going to be for Halloween.
No.
And I'm a good dad, so I'll be wearing a Pikachu hat, because Pikachu belongs to Ash.
Yeah, I'm different than a lot of you people.
Right.
Like, so, when my kid was little, he went.
Going to be you?
No, he went as Jack Lambert one day, one year.
then
he went as Buckus one day, one year, I should say. Yeah, we went a little
Rock
more hardcore.
Rocco Nagurski.
Right. Yeah.
John Hanna.
If you were an Eastern European linebacker.
Yeah. that's what my kid went at. But, Daddy, I don't want to do this. Nah, it looks good. 58 in black is great.
Right. Say Ditka.
Right. The hell with your imagination. Welcome
don't
to
worry.
Reality.
Just wear the Steelers jersey.
Right. Right.
Go as Fred Smurlas next year,
exactly.
bro.
Exactly.
Right. 4 degrees.
Yeah, it was a little different back then the way I raised that kid. But
yeah,
look,
those 90s were tough.
Why no kids not doing any wrestling? You know, when it's wrestling, you know, get the black towel, you do a little Taz action. Or you could go dressed as one of the current wrestlers. There's so many wrestling costumes out there.
I don't know. Because they're the kids are 6'4" and 2".
Yeah, we're not a wrestling household yet.
Yeah.
They're not watching that yet. They beat each other up as it is.
Yeah.
What do I need to see them flying off the top rope?
Right, yeah, you want to
might be a little. That might be a little bit. Down the line, I could see it, Taz.
Yeah.
Not right now. Here's a singlet.
Moose really pushing like My
Walking
Little Pony
around,
on his
right,
kids.
Right,
for
exactly.
a boots if you need them.
Here's a singlet. Here's a towel over your head.
You guys want to meditate?
Take some white tape. Tape it up. Put FTW on your arm.
That's it. What does that mean?
Don't worry.
What
just
does John 3:16 mean?
Just do it.
Right.
It's
Who
not,
is this?
It's not for the win. How about that? Okay? This generation thinks FTW is for the win. Ah! No! And by the way, if you want to hear a podcast of two men talking about men's stuff.
Yeah. You got the Naira Betts podcast coming out later on today. Breeders' Cup. Thank you, Taz.
Yeah.
Thanks for the lead-in. Myself, Brian Monzo, Kenny Peck. It'll be wherever you get your podcast. Check it out.
That's right. The Naira, the Monzo and Moose. It's awesome. I can't even follow that. That was great.
Thank you for the lead-in, Taz.
Oh,
appreciate
God.
It. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Taz.
On the side, I actually had a good conversation with Steve Austin on my podcast. But
is that a jockey?
No, Steve Austin is not a jockey.
No. Yes, make sure you download the Taz show. Steve Austin and Taz sat down yesterday. How long you guys do it for?
This is the funniest part.
What?
The conversation went over an hour and 10 minutes, right? But the best part of the whole gimmick was, which is not live for the people to hear, for 45 minutes, him and I having these tech issues to coordinate. He can't find his producer. I can't find mine. Texting. He's in California. I'm in New York. Struggling. 45 minutes. The amount of cursing and rage amongst both of us. And it's like we had to put it out because I advertised it the day before.
Yeah.
So
that's tremendous.
Oh, my God. Dude, we were struggling. Two guys. Early 50s, when we're just trying to be technically savvy to get a podcast out there, was not a good look.
You should charge extra for that.
Yeah.
B-roll.
I don't have the... You're right, but I didn't hit record. That's
what?
Exactly. So, but anyway, the conversation, like, it's... But it was fun.
Good convo.
Very man-esque convo.
Yeah. Nice.
Man stuff.
Yeah.
Men.
So download the Taz Show podcast and then the Naira podcast coming up later on.
You guys talked about horse racing?
Breeders' Cup this weekend. Starts tomorrow. 5 races out at Santa Anita, Arcadia, 9 on Saturday.
Have a little conversation besides just the horse racing. Like, get into some stuff.
Well, we did get into some. Yeah,
I could coach you up. I could listen to it if you want some advice.
Yes, I appreciate that. There's 14 big races. We had a couple guest analysts as well.
See, this is all horse racing stuff. You're not giving me any real character development in the view of Monzo.
Oh, no, we talk about other stuff during the course.
That's good.
He pokes
fun
about the amount of
jobs. That's a good bit.
Yes, Mr. Ed made an appearance.
Sweet.
Hold on a second. He poked jobs about the typical running, the plethora, Jesus.
The what?
The proverbial joke of Moose has 10,000 jobs.
Correct.
Joke, that
yes,
one.
Yes.
That it's still got legs, that joke.
That joke,
like,
yes.
It's
to everybody.
Like,
yes,
like so. Everyone talks about it nonstop.
Yeah, I mean, walk in SNY kind of last night, it, they called me Professor Malusis after teaching my class at Iona last night.
Yeah, there it is. All right. So, all right. Well, you know, I just didn't want to see you guys talking horse racing only. You know, I wanted to.
I agree. Well, Monzo's getting ready to have his seventh child.
No. There's another Monzo kid?
This guy's.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
This is old news, bogus.
Dude, he's like Superman. I mean,
he's getting ready to have.
Give the woman a break.
No, I don't. I think Jade would like to have 12.
Give the man a break.
Wow.
There's so many things.
Getting ready
I
to have
say.
His seventh child. I think, I don't know, March or April. I forget what. Maybe. No, I think it's March. I think it's right around. Yeah, it's March, oof. I think.
He sent me a text recently congratulating me on the AW thing.
Yeah.
But I'm like, all right, thanks. But I didn't, like, sign a deal yet, but with them.
He did it once.
But that was nice. That was nice.
Just, I think he's been a guest on your show. Yeah. I think he's a huge wrestling fan. He watches AEW.
Hey, that annoyed me that he did
send
that.
Send you a nice. Oh, my God. I mean, honestly.
You want me to listen to you and Monzo?
Sure.
To give you some advice?
Absolutely.
Coach you up?
All advice is good advice. Yes, I would like that. I'd like that.
How long is the podcast?
Monzo had to edit it, so I'm not sure where
right there is a problem. Raw Jones, dude. No editing.
No, because we had a couple guests on, one guy from California.
What? Who cares?
Well, it's not all live to tape, right? It was spread out.
I had Steve Olsen off from California. We dropped it as we did.
But but that's different. You're talking about we're going into a race. We have a guy coming on that's gonna analyze one race. So Gino Bacola, all right, used to work for TVG. He lives out in California.
Gino.
So he came on and did the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, which is the race on a highlight race on Friday, right? The 2 year olds they'll be. Running for the Triple Crown, you hope next year if they
he
all stay
Parsippany?
Healthy.
Parsippany?
No. Okay. He's from California, right?
In an upset, he's
right.
Not.
Nice Italian guy, right?
Yeah.
But to get him on the phone took a couple minutes because we were having issues with the phone line.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. So it took a little while.
Yeah. That's...
But yes. Yeah, if you would, that would be great. Monzo's going to drop it later on today.
How long's the whole podcast?
Probably about an hour.
Let me get this straight. So on Halloween... You want me to sit and listen to you two cats talk about horses?
You asked me. Don't listen to it.
You're
listen
such a jerk.
Don't listen to it.
I'll listen
Don't
to
listen
it.
To it.
Is it on Apple Podcasts?
I think so.
Oh, come on, Moose. How do you not know where the podcast is?
Is it on Stitcher?
I think it's wherever podcasts are.
Oh, come on. That's such the cliche letter. Is it where Basketball Drives is?
I don't know.
Well, that's everywhere, so yes.
For $22 a month, you can get a lot done.
Wow. Are you on... Well, I don't know what that meant.
What does that mean?
You pay to spread it to different places. It's not happening. I don't have a network.
You pay $22 a month?
To get it on different platforms, yeah. It's not free.
Okay.
I never heard that in my life.
You know, I hope you're taking the proper precautions to keep your Uber Eats money separate from your Basketball Drives money. If you start mixing income things,
that's revenue coming in.
Yeah, that's a tax
issue. From all over
just
place.
One sponsor.
I'd be
Mike,
careful.
Who are you paying? Vito Longnose?
No, I'm paying Libsyn. Podcasting network and it spreads it to
Tommy
different
Two Fingers comes by collects the money every month.
Oh, no, it's spreading Libsyn.
I'll host your podcast.
We're spreading it around for you. Where's my $25? We're spreading it around.
Basically, what it does is it puts it on all the different platforms so you don't have to do it yourself, and it's worth it. In my opinion, on it,
honey, there's a guy at the door. He's got three fingers. He's looking for his money.
Going
Mike's
around.
Mike's like, here's your payment.
Strong arming you to download a podcast.
Man, you're hurting Mike's feelings.
Oh, it's fine.
No, you're hurting.
We've been
his
going
feelings.
Through this for 2 months.
I didn't hurt his feelings.
Yeah, see, you're hurting his
Moose
feelings.
Hates my podcast. It is what it is.
I don't hate your podcast.
I heard it's here and there.
There it is. There it is. There it is.
It came
Inside
out.
Inside voice came out.
Yep. That is so not true. I don't hate your podcast.
Feels like it.
That is not true.
I'm going to go now.
Wait a second. You're talking about the fact you're paying something. We got the podcast aficionado to my right who basically said, I've never heard of that before.
No. Wait a minute.
I've never heard of paying something to spread the podcast around. I'm looking out for you.
I'm a
Thanks,
massive
Moose.
Star.
I'm not a massive star,
well,
but I am.
You've never paid to have your podcast, the word of it, spread around. You've never heard of that before. Basically, is paying Tommy Three Fingers $25 a month to spread the podcast around.
I just would like
and
to.
And he's delivering them free Chinese food.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, wow. Wow, that last shot, that was nasty, Moose. That last one, you're better than that, Moose.
Yeah, it was Vietnamese. What?
That last one was nasty. That was a nasty shot.
It was Vietnamese.
No, that was a nasty.
It was a little
come
tie.
On, bro. Yeah, it was a little rough, dude. That was a little rough.
No,
that's the real Malusis right there.
Oh,
Oh.
He almost cursed.
He bit his tongue, literally.
He's backing away.
You guys are too much.
I know you love the pod, Moose. It's all right. I know you download in every episode.
No, listen, Moose.
They're only up to 14.
Not every episode.
If you listen to
Mike, I got three kids.
Hey, let them listen. They'll like it.
Actually, his podcast is very good.
I'm sure it is.
I know you haven't listened to it yet. You're a busy guy. I know Moose has 1,000 jobs. I've heard it a million times.
So, and he teaches.
Do I ever come out and tell you how many jobs I have?
No, because everybody else does it for you. Everybody else does it for you.
Well, I don't come out here telling you how many jobs I have, what I need to do.
He does it all the time. He pokes
fun at me about my jobs and the fact that I'm friends with every former New York Giant.
Right. That's what Andrew does.
Which is why I'm confused by the Monzo podcast, because he did not play for the Giants, as far as I know.
Right. Back to Mikey B's podcast. Yes. I'm just letting you know that he does a good job.
Yeah.
He's very creative. He's very entertaining. He has a lot of creativity in the podcast, and if you took 5 or 6 minutes and listened to it, I think you would enjoy it.
We're talking about Bisseglia, right?
855-212-4227. Dude, the guy's crushed. Look at him.
Come on,
you kicked him right in the yambe.
Oh, come on, you teed me up. I mean, that was too easy.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Taz.
Brutal.
God, you're ruthless.
All good.
No, I'm not joking around. Mike's great. I love Mike. He does a great job.
He's joking around. He is joking. It was a good joke.
Well, you guys, oh, my God. It's like the sensitivity training we need in this room.
I agree with you on that.
Oh,
Mike.
Oh, my God.
I'm a sensitive person.
Mike,
I am.
But you've been a radio producer for a lot of years. You know the bit. Come on.
Yeah, no, I know. Exactly. I know. Beat you down.
I'm not beating you down.
Oh, yeah, you're great.
Taz teed it up. He gave me a wink and a nod. The only time Taz has ever said those words in the same sentence is when he's talking about himself.
That's a good point.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But thanks for downloading. You can just download. You don't even have to listen.
Basketball Drives. It's a hell of a listen.
Just download it.
For Tommy Three Fingers out there, make sure to download it. Mike wants you to download Lenny it. He Lipson. Does a really
His name
good
is
job.
Lenny Lipson. Lenny Lipson. He's over at the Crab House in Howard Beach, Queens. Right now, far from Aqueduct. You know.
I know the place. I know how
Across
the
Boulevard.
Be careful when you're out there, Taz.
I know.
You know.
I lived over there for a while.
Taz Moose on a Thursday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Major League Baseball legend Frank Thomas. You're listening to Taz and Moose on the CBS Sports Radio.
All right, certainly are. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. It's an NFL on CBS doubleheader this Sunday. The Colts try to silence the Steelers in Pittsburgh, or Tennessee clashes with Carolina, followed by Rodgers and the Packers headed out west to battle the Los Angeles Chargers. It all begins with JP and the guys on the NFL Today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on Sunday, only on CBS.
Just realized, man, I got to open the gates at the house. I got to tell my guy, it's the Halloween. These kids are going to come to the house now with the candy. My wife's like, we got to give them candy. Don't ring my bell, okay? Don't knock on my door. There's cameras everywhere.
Yes.
Now I got to shut the laser lights. Because I got the lights, you know, they're clear lights. So if you walk by, the siren will go off. And we have a new system now where a light will hit you on top of your head, and then the sprinkler system goes off and it shoots water right at your face. High pressure water. Yeah, it's not
very
good
nice.
For the
kids. Like a clown's flower.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's great. It used to be gasoline.
Yeah. So
yes.
It's a little rough. When you walk up to the property, so I got to shut all this stuff down, and now we got to open the gate so now these little kids can come up. And then I got the kid that when you hand him the basket, and he goes through the pick and everything.
Yeah,
he doesn't want this.
Just take a big handful.
Yeah, and I just
good for them.
I just say
aggressive.
I know what I'm gonna do today. I'm gonna decide what they get.
Why not?
I'm gonna say, what do you want? You want the M&Ms or Snickers? I want the Snickers. Okay, good. You're getting the M&Ms. Get away.
That's not.
And then yell at the mother and father. Okay.
And you're saying I'm mean.
Oh no, I will be today. I think kids. I got a bug on my shoulder, so I'm going to be a little bit mean today, I think.
Poor kids.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
Do you see, they came out by state, popular costumes, right?
Oh, yeah.
So pick a state, right? Do we have
Arkansas.
This? We
Arkansas.
Have it in front of me. Yeah.
Arkansas.
All right. Arkansas. What's the most popular Halloween costume in the great state of Arkansas? Go.
A superhero.
Any superhero.
Any superhero.
Very
all right,
vague.
What about New York?
A superhero.
Scroll down.
Bum.
It is a mouse.
A mouse.
That's horrible.
Really?
I hate mice.
I could see a rat, a mouse, like a little.
Interpret
film
it how
mouse.
You want.
I could see a big rat. How about California?
California is a witch.
Oh, nice. Well, who,
like a sexy witch?
Whoa. Doesn't classify if it's sexy or scary type of witch.
Gotcha.
Well, who decides this stupid-ass list?
Well, they put it together.
Who's
there's they? A list on everything. I don't know. Some company.
All right. What about Texas?
How about Alabama?
One at a time, guys.
Or Georgia.
Slow down.
Alaska.
Well, hold on. Texas is
you have
Chucky.
Arizona.
Chucky for Texas. This Arizona is the 1980s.
Anything in the 1980s.
This is so don't know what that means.
Stupid.
Why? Because it's a Tasmaniac. What about in Washington State?
You keep going to the top and then bottom of the state by name. It's a pain in the ass. It's a rabbit.
Oh, a rabbit in Washington.
Let me just tell you something. What's going on here?
I'll tell you a follow.
Okay.
Oh, no. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
This is just stupid. I mean, these people who made this list, like, you're telling me it's just like some intern did this. They're like, hey,
he might be right.
Make the list. It's just the stupidest.
It's through Google Trends.
Who cares?
Just giving you some background. It's through Google.
No, but I'm serious. Like, what is the logic?
I will say this, though. Millennial women dress a little differently on Halloween now as compared to when we were that age, Taz.
Interesting.
Would you agree?
I don't know where you're going, but I'm interested.
Stop. You know where I'm going. Don't play dumb.
When you drive in don't this morning, dumb. You'll get
it. You didn't
it.
Get hit on the head by a chair so much. You know where I'm going. Don't talk about that.
Something me and Steve also talked about. Who got hit in the head more?
Right. Hop on.
How's that combo?
That's it. Hop on. The Kardashians.
The Kardashians?
Oh.
Oh, I saw the.
Look out.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a whole different level.
Oh.
Happy level.
Yeah, I didn't have aunts that were dressing like that. I'll tell you that.
Aunts?
My aunt Millie wasn't come over the house dressed like that.
I don't think, right. I'd be like,
Aunt
what?
Connie wasn't dressed
no,
that way.
No, I understand
you know?
That. It's a different world. It's a different world.
Running around with these crazy.
So a witch in California, a rabbit in Washington. In Texas, it's Chucky from the horror films, right?
God, this is ridiculous.
In New York, it's a mouse or a rat, some furry rodent.
Why am I part of this right now?
Because you're on the show.
this is crazy.
That's why. Why is this crazy? It's Halloween.
It's a silly-ass list, Mike.
It's a great list.
Whose idea is this, you or Mike's?
I mean, we opened up the segment by Bilotti inferring that you lit people on fire with gasoline at your home.
Only sprayed it.
Let's get to the undercard. Here we go.
Really covering everything today.
Taz and the Moose present The Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, Mike.
So last night, Juan Soto celebrated for the first time as a 21-year-old with the champagne celebrations and the beer celebrations. How do you think he enjoyed his first beer?
I don't think it was his first beer, let's be honest. But I understand the joke. It runs consistent with that stupid-ass list you just read. no, but I'm sure he pounded the beer and many after. I mean,
Bud Light made special champagne bottle Bud Lights.
Bud Light did?
Yeah.
I did not see that.
Yeah, it was basically a Bud beer and the size in, you know, with the blue or the red, whatever it was. You know, they don't have the glass bottles anymore, but it's like that kind of aluminum and it's the size of a champagne bottle.
Do you like White Claw?
I've had White Claw, yeah. It's okay.
I never had it until I was in... At the AEW show, we were in the hotel bar and we were pounding them. I never had them before. They're great.
You've never had spiked seltzer before?
I never did. I'm more of a cognac guy. You know, I go a little high end.
White Claw, yeah.
White Claw's good, dude.
Yeah, they're good. They're refreshing. They're good on a hot summer day.
I had like four and I had a little buzz.
Yeah, get where you need to go and they're refreshing. You stay hydrated.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, it's great.
All right, next.
I want my hair back. Who wins the World Series next year?
The Astros are 4-1 favorites right now in Vegas.
I got
one of your early odds for the World Series.
I got three words for you.
Can't say the Mets.
New York Metropolitans.
There you go. Go get it.
I didn't say Mets. I said New York Metropolitans.
Go get great odds right now. Head out to Vegas. Or your local sports book, wherever it might be.
According to David Sampson, our guest earlier, the Mets are folding. So.
Well, he said he's not as hopeful with Brody and a new manager. Who would I say wins the World Series next year? I'll say the Yankees.
Shocking.
The Yankees for the football.
You guys had your chance this year. You blew it.
So. They lost. I agree with you. They lost to a better team. They're gonna come back hungrier and better.
This World Series is supposed to be the Dodgers and the Yankees. I'm disappointed.
Oh, the Nats.
the Nats.
Oh,
it was a glorious night.
The pay window. That's all I
got to
say.
I asked.
Oh, my God.
I asked. Jackson asked me the other day, who won? I go, the good team won.
Daddy.
The Nats. Mike, Pete, good job. Across the way. Yeah, Daddy won.
Daddy won.
Who do we root for? We root for Daddy.
That's it. You want a new hockey helmet?
Happy Halloween, everybody. Yeah, till tomorrow, Pete.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's MaintainX.com/AI.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.